And we'll get the inside scoop, Kyle.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that it though? Are we done? Are we ready?
Do you have more to say about ballet?
Every time I hear the word nutcracker, I just giggle. And then I think about crushed testicles. And then I move on because I have ADHD.
That's the extent. Okay. That's the extent of our interest in Nutcracker.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. You're
That's
still
why
a child.
Big Fatty calls it the ballet. It's cock and ball torture. It's because it's a Nutcracker.
Oh. His weird word association has some kind of logic to it sometimes.
I really think that, like, on the evolutionary chart, he's somewhere on the Ma Johnson spectrum of, like, things that come out of his mouth that make sense if you dissect them. He's...
He's for sure on the spectrum.
We're going to take a break.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's somewhere on the Ma Johnson spectrum.
He's for sure on the spectrum.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4728. BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 24th of March 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, same with me. A new show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. We've got gas and lime reports and more so-so questions. Big Fatty. Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty, going old school, and we are indeed. Hi, everyone. I hope your two, I say Tuesday, is going well. Y'all, your Glovies, because you hadn't been Glovies in a while. And so I just thought Glovies would be, yes, Big Fatty, it's just Glovey.
Look, look, there goes Big Fatty. He isn't even fat. And yet there upon his head, there sits a poodle in his hat.
Big Fatty, I miss the good old days of sitting in your hat.
Well, it's true, I hope you didn't shat. Anyway, y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, we recorded the LFC, me and Veda, and he basically recapped his trip to Lost Wages. And y'all, but before that, y'all, I met up with a group of friends from the theater.
Big Fatty, the Charleston Ballet Theater.
No, not that kind of theater. No, okay. Y'all, we went to the Outback. And y'all, it was just so nice spending some time with everybody. And y'all, I hadn't seen some of them for years and years. And y'all, they run a special at the Outback. Y'all, it's $14.99, and there are a choice of like three different entrees. And y'all, I always get the Bloomin' Onion Burger. It's a delicious hamburger with the Bloomin' Onion straws on it, and cheese, and they put the pickles and the lettuce and all on there, and it comes with a side. So I had the baked potato. And with butter and sour cream. And y'all, it also comes with soup or salad. So I had a Caesar salad. And y'all, then you get a slice of cheesecake for $14.99. Y'all, I'd say that's pretty good. And y'all, I only ate about half of it. So I got two meals out of it. And so, you know, that's I'm happy with that. And I was sated. Yes, Big Fatty Steve the sated by it all. And so anyway, y'all watch some more of the sports ball on CBS before it was time for the 60 minutes. And y'all, they were talking about how the dogs, puppy dogs, get the Alzheimer's and things like that, and they're doing tests on them and things like that. It was very interesting, and we also don't make a lot of big ships. That was another one. I don't remember the third one. It was something though. but anyway, y'all, after that was over, y'all played a little of the Candy Crush, and then it was time for bed, took the go-to-bed pills. I eventually slept like a baby, but y'all, again, it's that weird time of year when it's just not quite cool enough for me to just snocker out. Big Fatty snocker out. anyway, once I fell asleep, y'all, I was out like a light. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, but I did have to get up and tee-tee. Very unusual for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. But I did that, and y'all went back to bed. And y'all, next thing I knew, it was 7:30 a.m. in the morning. Miss Gail King, of course, started without me. And so I got up, had my coffee, had the last of the croissant bread toast, and did my puzzles, read my e-paper, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, I just did Fat A because I need to do some more nipple walking to close my rings. But y'all, that was enough for then. And y'all came back, and y'all, I had the other half of my hamburger and baked potato, and what else was there? That was it, because I ate the cheesecake on Sunday. And I'm sitting here watching The Price is Right, and you know, it's all of a sudden it's this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? A dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Yes! Squeaky gentleman caller, it's been a while since we've seen you. And y'all, this was a brand new gentleman caller. Y'all, 31, lives very close to the villa. Tall, skinny, and let's just say gifted. And so y'all, he came over. And y'all, it was just lovely. I have a little bit of a sore throat. Big Fatty, we don't need any details. It's true. Y'all, lovely. Just lovely. And when the honking had finished, he says, "Well, hit me up again." I said, "No, you hit me up." He goes, "All right." So y'all, maybe a semi-regular, who knows? Yes, Big Fatty. after that, y'all, here I am now, sitting down to record the little show, because y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
today. Today, the 24th of March. Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say chew, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one I met out there at the Pride 48, y'all, used to have his own little show called Jaded City. He was up there in New York. Big Fatty, did he make salsa? Well, no, I don't think so. But anyway, y'all, he came to Pride 48 one year out there in Las Wages. And y'all, and I believe, and Miss Beaver can correct me if I'm wrong. Oh, Big Fatty, you know it'll happen. But I think that Miss Beaver got her name during one of those Jaded City gangbang little show. Big Fatty, I think that's trademarked. Well, you know, but well, sue me. But I don't know for sure. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Tristan. Big Fatty, we love the one and only Tristan. We do indeed. And y'all, you heard her mentioned at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, evidently she has a spectrum, and Big Fatty Daddy's on it. And y'all, I hear she's going on a cruise next year. But y'all, she is the mother of Mike Johnson. Big Fatty, the Speaker of the House. No, not that Mike Johnson. And y'all, she's oftentimes on the gayest little show. I'm talking about none other than Ma Johnson. Big Fatty, we love Ma Johnson. So y'all, if you see Tristan or Ma Johnson on the social media, wish them a big old piece of cake. Yeah, I guess y'all, we've got lots of gas reports. But y'all, that sound also reminds me, on Sunday, I made St. Fatty's soup. Y'all, I took the leftover cone beef and cabbage and Irish potatoes and mixed it with some better than bouillon chicken broth. And y'all, it's absolutely delicious. So make you some soup. Gas reports, y'all, gay country West, not spelled C-U-N-T, called me to tell me, that he got a 10 cent a gallon, discount, in Hatlanta. It was $3.99 a gallon, but he got it for $3.89. The veritable Virgo, said that, gas was $3.29 and $4.29 for the high test. And Mrs. La 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 Lauren in the Chicago's was asking if $4.40 was high. I said yes. Christina out there in the California, she said it's $5.89 a gallon where she is. And Steve the Tater says it's $3.25 a gallon where he is. And KC and Harley said diesel. Oh yes, Big Fatty, Vin Diesel. I know he's such a interesting person. No, diesel gasoline. Oh, never mind. Diesel was $4.99 a gallon out there in the Colorado. And y'all, while we're talking about gas, y'all, let's just do the lime report here. Y'all, Scotty the little Aussie battler down there in the future, y'all, he reported, y'all, he must have been like at a farmer's market or something like that, because they were selling buckets of limes. It was $1.98 a bucket. Y'all, there must have been a dozen limes in the buckets, I would guess. But he went to the grocery, and they were 2 for $3. So y'all, that's real expensive. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all,
we've still got lots of so-so questions. Y'all, it's just so hard to get motivated to read these just absolutely so-so questions. But y'all, Miss Bacon took the time to send them in. And so here we go. Miss Bacon writes, I recently learned that you have Paramount Plus. Do you like Westerns? Well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always love to hear from you. I guess it wasn't a call. It was a question. Blazing Saddles, I think, was about the only, and what was that other one with Billy Crystal? I don't remember what it was, but it was pretty good too. But anyway, but absolutely a so-so question. She continues, 1923 is a really good series. I think you would rather like that show. Please check it out and get back to me. Well, Miss Bacon, I've heard good things about it, but I'm very busy, very busy. Y'all, Miss Bacon also writes to say, I just read a book about a fictional ability to have your death date predicted. If this was a possibility, would you want to know? Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely a so-so question. No, I don't want to know when I'm going to die. Why? That is morbid. It's just morbid. And, you know, I'm just going to live every day to the fullest. And if it's my time to go to glory, it's my time to go to glory, and I won't have to worry about it. Yes, Big Fatty. Once again, Miss Bacon, have you ever done 23andMe? Well, first of all, thank you so much, Miss Bacon. Always love to hear from you. And this is an absolute so-so question. I haven't done 23 or you. I don't know what you mean by 23. That's a little young for me. That's just, do not do it if you have committed crimes and ask your family not to do it. Well, I haven't committed any crimes that I'm aware of, but I'll pass that information along. Once again, from Miss Baker, do you think all my questions are clever, nosy, so-so, or choose your own adjective? Be gentle. I put a lot of thought into these. Well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And I am absolutely a so-so question. All of these questions are so-so, it does my heart good when people participate in the little show, and you have done yeoman's work on getting me questions for the so-so contest. I know Kathy Marshall over there at the SSQD is thrilled. Is just thrilled to have this many so-so questions. Y'all, we're going to finish up with one more from Miss Bacon today. Are you afraid of AI? Or is that Al? first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the question. Always love to hear from you. And I'm not afraid of Al, but AI, absolutely a so-so question. Y'all, it's terrifying. It's just terrifying. Y'all, I know Daniel Bebo will be disagreeing with me on that one, but we live in fear. No, you don't, Big Fatty. You just ignore it. Well, you're probably right about that. Let's just say I try to steer clear of Al. Oh dear, that's it, y'all. I hope you have a lovely. Just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all will be heading over to Shady Pines, unless we decide to go to the Page's Oakley Grill. But we'll play it by ear. let's just see. Is there anything else I wanted to mention to you? I mentioned that I'm going to get some flowers for being a member of the Bonds East Coupon Club. Oh, Big Fatty, you know they love a coupon. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the gayish little show, and Mike and Kyle,
when you think of Big Fatty, what comes to mind?
He's somewhere on the Ma Johnson spectrum.
He's for sure on the spectrum.
Oh, is that like the cable TV company? No, that's no, it's just cuckoo.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.